Welcome to episode 963 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Imagine a vast dark ocean at night. The waves crash against the shore with relentless force. The darkness seems to stretch infinitely. Amidst this intimidating scene, a lighthouse stands tall, its light cutting through the night, guiding ships safely to harbor. Just as this lighthouse provides hope and direction to sailors navigating treacherous waters, the presence of Christ within us offers hope and guidance as we tackle life's challenges and uncertainties. The book of Colossians addresses the profound mystery and truth of Christ in you, the hope of glory. At the heart of this letter lies the revelation of Jesus as the source of all wisdom, knowledge, and salvation. Paul emphasizes that Christ's indwelling presence in believers is the foundation of Christian hope and identity. In a world filled with conflicting philosophies and distractions, the apostle's message to the Colossians remains relevant to us today. It calls us to recognize and embrace the transformative power of Christ within us, shaping our thoughts, actions, and purpose. Colossians 1:27 beautifully encapsulates this theme. To them God has chosen to make known among the Gentiles the glorious riches of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Picture an oyster at the bottom of the ocean. Initially, it appears unremarkable from the outside, just another shell among countless others. However, within this ordinary oyster lies a magnificent pearl, a rare and precious gem that brings great value to its host. Similarly, as believers, we may seem ordinary on the outside, but within us lies something extraordinary and invaluable, the presence of Christ. This hidden treasure transforms our lives, giving us hope, value, and a purpose beyond anything the world can offer. Paul introduces the concept of a divine mystery hidden for ages, from previous generations, but now made known to believers, citing the unique privilege we have as followers of Christ. The Lord's indwelling presence is not just a theological concept. It is a personal and transformative reality, shaping our identity and destiny. Christ living within us means that we are never alone. We have the guidance, strength, and comfort of the Savior at every moment. His presence is the foundation of our hope, giving us confidence that we will share in His glory both now and in the eternal life to come. As believers, our identity is rooted in this profound truth. Our lives are hidden with Christ in God, and we are being transformed into His likeness. The hope of glory is not wishful thinking, but a confident expectation of God's promises being fulfilled in our lives. This hope empowers us to endure trials, knowing that our present sufferings are temporary and will one day be replaced by eternal glory with Christ. Our hope in Christ motivates us to live faithfully, as we look forward to the day when we will be fully united with Him in glory. Colossians 3 verses 1 to 3 reminds us that, having been raised with Christ, we are to set our hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Our new identity in Christ calls us to live differently, focusing on eternal values rather than temporary pleasures. As we embrace our identity in Christ, we find purpose, meaning, and direction in our lives, anchored in the assurance of His presence within us. Christ's presence within us is a catalyst for transformation, empowering us to overcome sin and live in righteousness. The Holy Spirit, dwelling in us, works to produce the fruit of the Spirit, shaping our character to reflect the likeness of Christ. This transformation is ongoing, inviting us to continually surrender to Christ's work in us, allowing Him to mold us into vessels of honor for His glory. Having established Christ dwelling within us as our hope of glory, we now consider how this truth empowers us to stand firm against various deceptions threatening our faith. Paul's letter addresses false teachings infiltrating the Colossian church, offering timeless wisdom on how to discern truth from error. In today's world, with myriad ideologies and philosophies, Paul's message is more relevant than ever. We are called to guard our hearts and minds, anchored in the truth of Christ. In Colossians 2:8, Paul issues a strong warning. See to it that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy, which depends on human tradition and the elemental spiritual forces of this world, rather than on Christ. This warning addresses false teachings circulating in Colossae, which blended Jewish legalism, Greek philosophy, and early Gnosticism, all of which threatened to diminish the supremacy of Christ. Paul's emphasis on vigilance highlights the ease with which believers can be led astray by seemingly attractive, but ultimately hollow philosophies. These philosophies often rely on human wisdom and tradition, presenting themselves as sophisticated and intellectually appealing, but lacking true spiritual substance. They are grounded in the elemental spiritual forces, or basic principles of the world, contrary to divine wisdom found in Christ. Such teachings may appear enlightened, but they lead to spiritual bondage and confusion. Deceptive philosophies can subtly infiltrate the church, leading believers away from the simplicity and purity of devotion to Christ. They can create divisions, encourage legalism, or promote a form of spirituality that denies the sufficiency of Christ's work. Paul's warning calls for discernment and steadfast commitment to the gospel's truth, reminding us true wisdom and understanding are found in Christ alone. Paul emphasizes the necessity of being rooted and built up in Christ, establishing a strong foundation for spiritual discernment. When believers are deeply anchored in our relationship with Christ, we possess spiritual fortitude to recognize and reject false teachings. This grounding in Christ involves continual growth in knowledge and understanding, allowing the truth of Scripture to inform and guide every aspect of life. Spiritual maturity is essential for discernment, as it equips us to differentiate between truth and error. This maturity is cultivated through regular study of God's Word, prayer, and fellowship with other believers, fostering a community that supports and strengthens one another in faith. Paul instructs believers to walk in wisdom toward outsiders, making the best use of the time. This wisdom involves a discerning approach to engaging with the world, being mindful of the opportunities to witness and share gospel truth. Colossians 4:6 further encourages believers to let our speech be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, reflecting Christ's love and truth in all interactions. Believers are complete in Christ, who is the head over every power and authority, providing assurance and security against any false claims or teachings. The gospel is the power of God for salvation, offering transformation, redemption, and the promise of eternal life. By focusing on the gospel's transformative power, believers can counter the allure of deceptive philosophies that offer false hope and empty promises. Paul's message underscores that the gospel alone holds the key to understanding life's purpose and experiencing the fullness of God's grace. In light of Christ's sufficiency, believers are called to remain faithful, holding firmly to the truth of the gospel and rejecting anything that contradicts its message. This faithfulness requires commitment to living the implications of the gospel in daily life, demonstrating its transformative power to a watching world. As we stand firm in our faith, we become beacons of hope and truth, reflecting the light of Christ in a world seeking meaning and direction. In Colossians 3, verses 12 to 13, Paul instructs believers to clothe themselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. These virtues reflect the heart of Christ and are essential for building healthy, loving relationships within the body of Christ and beyond. By actively cultivating these qualities, we demonstrate the transformative power of Christ's presence in our lives, becoming living testimonies of his love and grace. Paul emphasizes the importance of forgiveness. Just as Christ has forgiven us, we are called to do likewise to others, promoting healing and reconciliation within our communities. Love, the greatest of all virtues, binds these qualities together and is the hallmark of genuine Christian living. When we love as Christ loves, we reflect his character and draw others to him. Paul encourages us to walk in wisdom toward outsiders, making the best use of the time. Our interactions with those outside the faith are opportunities to demonstrate Christ's love and wisdom, pointing others to the hope we have in him. Being intentional in our conduct means living with integrity and authenticity, ensuring our actions align with our beliefs. Living our new identity in Christ is an ongoing journey of transformation, marked by a commitment to embodying his virtues and walking in wisdom and grace. As we clothe ourselves in Christ's love and engage with the world around us, we become beacons of hope and truth, drawing others to the gospel's life-changing power. Father, thank you for the incredible gift of Christ in us, the hope of glory. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the fullest, today.